One of the highlights of my week. Let me start that again. Technical difficulties. One of the highlights of my week is Tuesday morning. Because on Tuesday morning, our knitters gather in the angel room. And I just find it an amazing experience. I watch them with these balls of brightly colored yarn around them. And they've got this magic yarn. Do you know about this? It's multiple colors. And then when they knit it, it creates this pattern. I mean, that just, it amazes me. And so there they sit with these gorgeous colors, the needles clicking. And they're creating these beautiful hats and scarves and mittens. And they make them all with love for those who worship at Church Beyond the Walls, for the people who live on the streets of our city and are trying to keep the cold away. And so I sit there on Tuesday and I watch this and I am just amazed. You can tell I'm not a knitter. And then every year on All Saints Day, I think especially of our knitters. I don't know if you caught this, but in the collect we prayed, Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. It's a beautiful image. God as divine knitter. God who knits not garments, but community, fellowship, a body. God who knits together disparate people across time and space, even across the divide of death, into the elect of God. Through God the knitter, all become one eternal body, one great mystical fellowship. All Saints Day reminds us of this. It asserts that nothing separates us, nothing separates the love we share, not even death itself. Death does not separate us from those who have gone before. Death will never separate us from the love of God. We are safe in God's hands for eternity. And the love that we share continues even after death across the chasm of the grave. And so this day asserts that we are connected with all who have gone before us and those who will come after us, that we live in union with all through the communion of saints. Those saints who inspire us by their witness, who offer encouragement and prayers for us as we run this earthly race. The saints lived this life that we live. They know the joys. They also know the challenges. And they encourage us, and we hear great words of encouragement in our epistle today. With the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. The hope that is within us is nothing less than the promise of resurrection. The glorious inheritance of the saints in eternal life with God and our share in that life. The great power of God that defeats sin and death once for all. Though Jesus is crucified, that is not the end of the story. For on the third day, God raises Jesus from the dead and destroys death and makes the whole creation new. And so our hope lies in that promise. Our hope lies in the promise that through the waters of baptism, we share in Christ's death so that we also will share in a resurrection like his. Just as Jesus died and was raised on the third day, so we too shall be raised. And in the waters of baptism, we die to the old self and we rise to the new. We die to that old way of life and we rise to life in Christ. We cast off the death-wielding ways of this world and put on the power of resurrection life. And so it is that we are baptized into Christ's body, knit together in one communion, and marked as Christ's own forever. Through baptism, we then become the body, the very presence of Jesus in the world, living resurrection life even now, while this world is full of sin and death. It is in the waters of baptism that we become the body of Christ, the presence of Jesus in the world, the hands, the feet, the eyes, the ears, even the voice of Jesus. In baptism, we make promises. We promise to turn away from sin and evil in this world and to turn to Jesus. We promise to reject the powers of evil, the powers of sin that rebel against God, that corrupt and destroy the creatures of God. And we promise to turn our back on the sinful desires drawing us away from God. And in baptism, we promise to turn to Jesus, bathed in his resurrection light, walking by that light, seeing the world through that light of Christ, putting our whole trust in his grace and love, obeying him as our Lord and Savior. We hear about this life in our gospel today with those familiar words of the Beatitudes, statements of blessedness. Jesus tells us, blessed are the poor, the hungry, those who weep, those who are ridiculed and rejected because they follow Jesus. God hears them. God cares for them. God will reward them. And God's justice will right the wrongs of this world. Now we hear Luke's version of the Beatitudes today, and those statements of blessedness have more to it. They are followed by statements of woe. Woe to those who are rich. Woe to those who are full. Woe to those who are laughing. Those who are spoken well of. Having enough now, being comfortable, can mean there's little room for God. Living comfortable lives, we may not have room to hear the cares and concerns and cries of those in need. Being comfortable, it's even possible to forget God. And so woe to those who rest in their comfort and satisfaction, for they have their reward now. Now through the ages, some have interpreted these words of Jesus as being about the future, the age to come. What happens after we die when God will judge whether we are of the blessed or people of woe? But Jesus actually is talking about the present, this life, this moment. Jesus is talking about now, how God hears the cry of those in need, how God listens to those who are wronged in this life, how God hears the cries of those who are persecuted and oppressed. And God calls all to love with the love of God, to act now, to put things right by caring for those in need. And so those of us who have enough in this life, who live comfortably now, are called to open our hearts to the cry of those in need, to not become complacent because we have all we need, to not neglect or ignore the vulnerable in our midst. We are called by Jesus to live lives of blessedness in which we are a blessing to other people, in which we give abundantly and generously from what God has entrusted to us so that others may have what they need. We're called to live by the ways of God even now in this life, making real here on earth the eternity to which we aspire and which the saints of God already enjoy. In a moment, we will renew our baptismal covenant, reaffirming the promises of baptism. And those promises clearly articulate the life of blessedness to which we are called. For we promise to continue in the apostles' teaching, gathering for the Eucharist, being faithful in prayer. We promise to persevere in resisting evil, and when we sin, repent and return to the Lord. We promise to proclaim through our words and actions the deeds, the good news of God in Christ. And we promise to love our neighbor as ourselves, seeking and serving all people, working for justice, peace, and reconciliation, respecting the dignity of all people. I don't know if you hear what a tall order this is. This is not something we can do on our own. For the reality is, though we may have the best of intentions, we will fall short. There'll be times we will not live this call of God. And so we can only dare to make these promises with God's grace and by God's help. And we can't make them alone. We can only make them in community, as we rely on each other to support us in this life and vocation, as we seek to be Christ's body in the world. And as we make these promises, the saints stand ready to cheer us on, to inspire us with the stories of their lives, with their struggles, with their great faith. They offer their witness to support us, and they even offer their prayers for us as we lift our hearts in thanksgiving for their life and witness. They are supporting us as we run this earthly race. And the thing about the saints is they are people like you and me. They were ordinary people, but they were ordinary people who did extraordinary things in the lives they lived. They were people who always witnessed to the power of the love of God made known in Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And they could do this because of God's grace and help, because of their faith, and because of the support of those who walked with them. The power of God dwelled richly in them, and so God still speaks to us through them so many ages later. And so on this All Saints Day, or All Saints Sunday, may we aspire to do the same, to live as the blessed of God in this life now, to be a blessing to others, that through our lives the love of God may be known in this world that so desperately needs the love of God. And may we trust the power of God to support us and deliver us in this life and at the end, to gather us with all the saints of God in light, to knit us together into that mystical and eternal body at that time when we take our place at the throne of God with all the saints to sing God's praises for eternity. Amen.